This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy hump day. And wow, Mother Nature seems to have a bee in her bonnet.
What is bee in her bonnet?
You've never heard that term before?
No.
A bee in her bonnet. I mean, she's all out of sorts. She's having a rough time.
Oh, yeah, I figured, where did that even come from?
Probably the 1700s. I don't know.
Okay, that's the least. What is going on? Why does Mother Nature? I mean, I know that the weather sucks, but what's going on for you?
It seems like everybody's out of power, including myself.
220,000 residents of Western Washington, I believe, are out of power.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be a very busy day for our power companies. Probably busy couple of days because there are trees down everywhere, lines down everywhere.
I know flooding. That
you said also coming north, it looked, I mean, there's so much debris on the sides of the roads. The rivers are still having, I mean, we are in for it.
Also, just very strange for me because every morning when I get on 167, now granted, part of 167 is closed, but there is still a chunk of it that's open, so I'll take it at first and then get off and then move on to the other freeways. But there's usually a spot where they've been doing construction for like what feels to be an eternity, and it's always backed up. There was no cars. I was like, everyone, I think, is just either staying home or just staying away from 167.
Like, not worth it.
But you had, I mean, I'm just dealing with debris on the ground. Like, you had a massive scare this morning.
We had a tree fall. It was 3:30 in the morning. I was laying in bed with Barrett because our power had gone out and he was scared and he had just fallen asleep. And all of a sudden I heard this boom and I'm like, well, I know what that was. It was a tree. But it's so dark out.
Turns out it was Brad. He was a little gassy.
Just getting out of bed. Yeah. Took the flashlight outside. Didn't see anything out of the front door. And then I went out the back door and sure as heck, there was a giant tree that had fallen down and it missed our back deck by, I mean, the top of the tree is hanging onto our back deck. It just didn't damage anything other than some, you know, branches and things like that coming down.
So what happens then today or the next day?
Get that chainsaw going, say, baby. Is firewood.
Now, is it Brad that has to do that or do you have Barrett do it now? Is he old enough to operate a chainsaw?
He loves to help. Not with the chainsaw, but he loves.
Hey, wait a second. He's only six.
If there are branches to be carried across the yard to the burn pit, to the fire pit, he is all about it. So, and his school has been canceled, of course, because why wouldn't they? And so it's going to be a big cleanup effort today at my house. And I know a lot of people are dealing with probably way worse things than I am. But yeah, we're all just dealing with it right now.
My Frosty the Snowman display got knocked over again.
Not again, Steve.
Every freaking day, multiple times a day, it's getting knocked over.
I do feel for you.
Yeah, the wind is terrible. We're rebuilding, though.
Let's get into the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palathon. Today, it's National Maple Syrup Day. So put it on your pancakes or just chug it.
Or if you're like Elf from Buddy the Elf, just put it on your spaghetti noodles.
Just put it wherever. Or if you're a member of the Super Troopers, you just chug the whole thing down. Well, now we're trying to keep a light heart, light spirits about what's going on with the flooding, but it's just nasty out there for so many people. It's a weird thing. My wife and I were even talking about it because for some people, it's just very windy and it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
And then for other people, they're underwater.
Yeah.
And it's like, and there's not much of like a big distance between the two. Sometimes when you hear about these stories, like, oh, that's like 50 miles from my home. Some of it's like just several miles. And there's someone who's living in an entirely different world right now. And
completely.
It just completely sucks. And then there's a tragic news that's come out of Snohomish County. A 33-year-old man died after driving past. Also, please, if they say don't drive in these areas, don't. But unfortunately, this guy did. He drove past road closure signs and thought he could get through deep flood water. And it turned out his SUV was completely submerged. And they're trying to remind drivers, hey, turn around. They have a little saying for it, which is, like, turn around, don't drown. But
yeah.
Yes, I mean, that's exactly, they're just hoping that people will start paying attention to some of these signs. And also, if they're asking for you to evacuate.
Just days after the flooding, we're obviously dealing with now these high winds. And on top of that, Western Washington is bracing for a blizzard in the Cascades and Olympics starting early today. So the National Weather Service, they're actually saying, like, if you don't have to travel, just don't travel. Stay home. Strong winds will continue. Up to 20 inches of snow may roll through, which is great news for the ski resorts, but travel could be really, really bad. And I know Leavenworth is pretty much a ghost town. A lot of the people, this time of year is their a big travel time, you know, that there's so much hospitality that normally happens this time of year. So it's rough out there.
Christmas time in Leavenworth is like a must do for a lot of people. Myself included, we've done it many times. And right now they're just, those businesses are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I mean, crazy story. My wife was telling me, she saw like there's a story over in Pacific where like, you know, they're asking people to evacuate because of the flooding that's going on over there. And so my wife has a friend that lives in there and she texted her. She's like, I don't know why. I just texted her early in the morning. And that woke her up, and she had no idea what was going on.
No way.
And she was like, hey, probably on most days, I would not be happy that you're texting me this early, but I'm happy you did because I realized that, hey, I got to figure out a situation for my pets. I got to figure out what the hell is going on. But it's just gnarly out there.
Great reminder to just keep watching out for each other.
And shout out to all the cleanup and recovery groups, the first responders, and everybody that's trying to help with all the floods that have caused so much damage. Relief groups like Red Cross, United Way, and local foundations are all providing shelter, food, and animal care for people. So if you're dealing with some stuff, those are some places that you can reach out to because it's just a historic time right now here in Western Washington. Hey, as far as weather, we are at a Kraken loss yesterday. I mean, what the hell's going on with that team? Danny and I were talking about wanting to go to the game, and by the end of that game, I'm very glad that we did not go because I'd be very upset.
Yeah.
It was terrible. They were winning and everything.
Not worth the sleepiness.
No. Screw you, Avalanche. So they've dropped their 9th game in their last 10.
Oh, no.
Maybe the Seattle Touran are the team to follow because they're playing tonight, the PWHL team that we now have. They're going to be playing the Ottawa Charge at Climate Pledge Arena tonight.
Let's go Torrent.
As far as weather, hitting a high of 41 degrees, like we mentioned, a bunch of stuff going on with the floods. Rain today as well. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, here's something we can all look forward to. Live Night is coming back, and it's happening on Friday, February 13th. We'll be returning to Snoqualmie Casino. They just revamped the whole ballroom, new hotel, all of it. And the theme is Yachty and Naughty. This morning, those tickets will be going on sale at 10 a.m., and you can get all the details on Live Night at KISW.com. The Daily Mix Show, totally live. The Men's Room, totally live. The music, totally live.
It's going to be a train wreck.
It is, always.
And special guests as well. It's going to be a great time.
Don't miss it. KISW.com has the info.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Rewinding back to Monday, we had our company Christmas party and we got to kick it with a lot of our coworkers, one of them being Mason from our sister station, Emma 94.1. And while we were chatting with Mason, she shared a time in her life where she was admittedly quite crazy.
So we're here with our friend Mason over from Emma. And we are asking everyone around here because we, well, Danny has, but most of our show have not witnessed any holiday party drama. Have you ever been at a holiday party where something happened?
Well, I like to bring the drama with me.
Wherever I was going
to
say, it might be you.
Yeah, I'm the problem. It's me.
Also, just to point in a picture, like it was like kind of like a little bit of a theme. And she had an outfit that fit this holiday theme that I wasn't familiar with.
The Family Stone was the movie.
Okay.
Yes.
And so she had like a blouse on, and I guess in the movie at some point, this character gets doused in clam chowder.
It's a strata.
What's the strata?
It's like a breakfast kind of food, I think.
Oh, God, like Eric Estrada was in it?
No, like bread and eggs and stuff like that. And it's all soaked in there.
But in the movie, it ends up on the blouse. And at some point during our party, Mason took this actual strata and poured it all over her blouse and now was walking around with just food on her chest.
She recreated the scene like a trooper.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember. So I used to throw onesie puff curls. Mm-hmm. And so strangers always would want to be included after they've had like 8 drinks or something. And I often am a little combative if you start something with me. So I think I probably got into a couple of fights at one of those.
Okay, so it's you that is the problem.
Yeah, I wasn't being funny. I was being honest. I am the problem.
And you know, Mason, like me, is also a Coug. Did you ever witness any good drama or any chaos at a Coug party?
I was in a sorority. Well, the amount of fights that I used to get into the sorority, I wasn't a rule follower. I did air quotes. I forgot we're on the radio. Got into a lot of fights. They did not want me in the house. But I was very honest about things. Like, you're not supposed to drink in the house. And I was like, well, you won't let me move out. So, what are you going to do?
That's a fair argument.
You're not allowed to have men in the house. Well, you won't let me move out. So.
All the men are coming.
Yes. And I was a...
Wait, come. Like, they're visiting. They're visiting.
Phrasing.
Good job, Steve. Yes.
That too. Oh. I was a virgin at the time. You guys don't look like you believe me.
No, I'm waiting for the...
There was an entire table when she said that, and we all just, like, were waiting for the punchline. And then we were realizing as we waited longer and it got more awkward that there was no punchline.
She truly was a good girl at that point.
The punchline.
No, I was a virgin at the time. I married the first guy that I dated, so...
You married your first boyfriend you married?
Yes.
Whoa. Personal question, did you make up for lost time after the fact?
Yes. Yes, I did. My therapist told me to. And I said, oh, do you think I should... you know, get around. So, you know, I will. I'll take one for the team.
I got to go to therapy. I did therapy way wrong.
I don't remember having that conversation with any of my therapists, but it's great.
I was like, you need to sleep around.
That one, I mean, post-divorce, I was never given that advice.
But she's telling us all this. She's like, her time in her life when she was crazy. Do you have, I mean, Sarah just rolled her eyes. I know we have examples that we can share of times we've been around you where you were crazy.
I know.
Like the time where you try to walk home from Capitol Hill to Stanwood. Which
it's
is
not that far.
No, it's only over an hour in a car.
I do the drive every day. You know, I'm used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, there was one time I flipped a table.
Awesome.
And do you want to know why? This is so stupid. I used to be the biggest music snob ever, and I would get like all like just battle anybody that would want to talk crap about anything. And I was really into punk rock at the time, and this guy started talking crap about the Sex Pistols.
Okay.
And we got very, very heated, and I ended up flipping a table because of it. And I've never lived it down. Anytime I see anyone from this group of people, they're always like, Sex Pistols, eh?
Well, okay, so you believe they're good and not overrated like they are?
Steve, I was literally talking about the fact that they had such a short career, but their influence was so massive. No, they really started an entire movement in the UK, Steve. It was huge.
I will not discount that they inspired many good bands, thankfully, because they were not a good band.
I didn't say they were the greatest punk rock band, but this guy was not putting any respect on the Sex Pistols, so of course I had to flip a table in protest of what he was saying.
And Sid Vicious could barely even play the bass, I believe.
I bet he could flip a table, though.
That is pretty awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
So what about you? Tell us all the details about the time that you were a little crazy. Tell us when you went a little off the rails. 206-803-ROCK. You can look back on any point in your life when you were the crazy one. And please, give us all the details. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Foo Fighters. Without question, we have all been there. We've all had that moment or two in our lives where we went a little bit crazy. So we want to hear about that time for you. Looking back on your life, when were you the crazy one? 206-803-ROCK. Jake from State Farm, you are traveling on I-5 South this morning. Tell us about the time that you were the crazy one.
Well, just congratulations, Steve. You're going to hit 400. You're a fart speller. I mean, a smart fella, so good for you.
I'm both, actually.
So I went through pretty rough patches throughout my life from, like, 19 to 30. Was on and off of drugs and stuff. Coming up on 4 years clean, but the one that sticks out to me is I was, you know, somewhere on Capitol Hill pushing a shopping cart with one shoe on, tank top, headphones plugged into nothing while it was raining out, and the guy that I went to high school with was like, dude, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, this is just another day in the life. Like, how you been? What's going on? And he kept it pushing. He was like, oh my God. And that was kind of like a wake-up call. Didn't stop using or anything at that point in time, but definitely was something that stuck out in my mind.
Jake, then at some point, did you connect with that guy again? Like, did he get to see that, okay, I've turned my crap around?
I'm pretty sure he's in the same boat that I was at that point right now, so I don't want anything to do with him.
Fair. That's unfortunate.
And congratulations on your sobriety, though, Jake. That's huge.
Oh, yeah. It's all thanks to my wife and kids.
Well, if I win today, it's in your honor.
Yeah.
If I smell a fart today, it's in your honor as well. Wait,
oh,
what?
Okay. 206-803-ROCK. If you were to look back at your life, we want to hear about that time that you were the crazy one.
I think we have a text that might take the cake.
Oh, no.
This one is fantastic. I got a tattoo in Vegas at 3 a.m. of my ex's name. She wasn't my current at the time. She was my ex at the time.
Wow, I've never heard of anybody doing that.
The worst part, as if that was not the worst part, the tattoo artist spelled her name wrong.
Nice.
I recently got it covered up.
I mean, I'm a big fan of not covering up tattoos, but in that case, you definitely want to cover up that tattoo.
I don't know. Part of me is like, that's a funny story. Unless you're in a relationship and maybe that
she's
person...
She's not laughing now?
Yeah, she's like, wait, you did what? That is next level crazy.
When in your life were you the crazy one? 206-803-ROCK.
So I bought a motorcycle after watching Sons of Anarchy. I rode it twice, never rode it again. My wife eventually sold it for me.
Oh, I love an impulse purchase. That's so great.
You are the queen of impulse purchases.
I am. I love that.
I thought of you. We were at Costco yesterday and saw an inflatable hot tub, and I almost sent you a picture and be like, you know what? You can upgrade.
They keep getting better too. I highly recommend the inflatable hot tub.
I was trying to think of like what time. I mean, I've had plenty of times where I was definitely the crazy one, but the one that pops into my mind, and I don't know if it's necessarily the craziest, might actually be the saddest. It was in high school, and I don't know if you know this about me, but I was not the ladies' man in high school.
Really?
But I had a crush on one girl, and I wanted to ask her to prom, and I built up all the courage, and I went from my house to where she was working, which was like maybe over a mile away, and I'm walking with determination, like, today's the day. I'm going to get the courage to ask this girl out, get to her place, and I ask her. And she tells me that my good friend, who knew that I had a crush on her, that I told that I was going to do this, already asked her to the prom. And she said yes to him because he was cooler and way more attractive.
This is like a teen movie where I would hope that the two of you would like get in a fight at the prom or something like that over her.
Well, no. Instead of getting into a fight with anybody, I proceeded to walk back home and I kicked every single garbage can on the street in anger. Now picture like this stupid little kid that's like 15 or 16, closer to 17, with a mullet, crying, sad, kicking over garbage cans for like over a mile on Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. Like the visual must have just been like, this kid has lost his mind. I was so mad, I didn't know what else to do.
How was your big toe after all that kicking?
Oh, I knew how to kick it right from my years of Taekwondo.
Of course.
We just learned that Steve Miggs, in fact, invented emo back in
Oh, dude. I mean, I would have wrote the best My Chemical Romance song after that. I was devastated.
Girls suck.
And still, I'm like friends with the guy. We obviously had an argument about it. I'm still friends with him. And every once in a while, though, when his he'll post a picture of him and his wife and his family. I'm like, yeah, you suck. You still ruined prom for me, David.
Yeah, is that his name?
David.
Damn it, David.
F David.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could take down Steve Miggs? I bet David could beat you. Oh, he's currently 398 wins,
wow.
131 losses, and 107 ties in 2025. I mean,
probably not wrong.
Steve, stay away from the trash can.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 650.
F you, David.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.